whose stock was up in week one. We begin in the defensive backfield. Kurt Coleman, a monster game against the Browns. First with the interception in the red zone to thwart a Cleveland drive. Coleman in the right place at the right time, catching the bouncing ball and putting the Cleveland offense on the sidelines. On the play, Coleman making sure he was deep enough to be the beneficiary of a ball that bounced high in the air and a red zone stop for the Eagles defense. But Coleman wasn't finished yet. With the Eagles holding on to a 17-16 lead, it was Coleman who made the leaping grab of a Brandon Whedon pass to end the Browns' threat late in the game and seal the victory. Also, stock up for Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, the Eagles cornerback with two interceptions, four passes defensed, and one tackle. Running back LeSean McCoy, a strong performance, more than 100 yards rushing, including 55 in the fourth quarter. Punter Chaz Henry, six punts, a 55-yard average with a long, a career-best 62 yards. And the red zone offense, 2 of 2 on touchdowns. And the defense holding Cleveland to 0 touchdowns in 2 trips in the red zone. Stock even the offensive line. Cleveland tried a lot of pressure packages defensively, and the offensive line, for the most part, up to the task, allowing the Eagles to roll out to more than 450 total yards of offense. Quarterback Michael Vick sacked just 2 times. Not a bad job at all, and in the fourth quarter, a strong performance from the O-line on that final drive. The stock even also includes the third down conversions. The Eagles offense, after a strong start, finishes 6 of 14 on third downs. The Philadelphia defense holding Cleveland to an 11% conversion rate on third down. The stock down the turnovers. The Eagles turning it over 5 times, beginning with this LeSean McCoy fumble. And it was a day that included 4 Michael Vick interceptions, one that was returned for a touchdown. The Eagles know they can't win games against good teams turning the football over, and 5 turnovers, far too many in the NFL.